Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, your host, and with me I have Terry Sayer.
Hello.
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening.
Tonight we're going to be, I know, we're so sorry that we didn't get on the call last week. We're having problems with our Wi-Fi being consistent, and also my computer totally just, I don't know what happened to it, but didn't exactly know how to fix it in San Antonio. So we are back with you this week, and we have an exciting call for you tonight, because not only do we have a extremely special guest coach on tonight, but we also are starting our next step. We are now on step 11, passion. So we're going to be talking all about passion and how that influences our lives, and lack of it influences our lives. But as I mentioned earlier, we have a very special guest coach on tonight, which is Janet Renner. Hello, Janet.
Hello. You guys are too funny.
Well, we do love ourselves some Janet.
Love you guys, too. I love that you asked me to be on again, too. And I love that I just saw you guys last weekend.
I know.
Yeah. And we're going to see each other at the end of September.
I know, right? Power team right here. Exciting. Part of the power team.
That's right.
Yeah, right. The three of us were able to support the retreat that we attended last week in San Antonio. And we love working with Janet and her partner, Debbie. And we had a wonderful time. It was a great retreat. And we were able to practice all of the steps of fearless living and put ourselves out there, get out of our comfort zone, do things we had never done before, make videos, all kinds of exciting things. So we were practicing what we preach. It was awesome.
Yes. I love the coaching retreat because not only do we get to rub shoulders with each other, these amazing coaches within the Fearless Living community, we get to connect, we get to catch up on what each other is doing, but we also get to talk to Rhonda and some of the fabulous people running in her circle, and get to learn from her and her, the people that she looks up to. So it's really exciting. We get to learn lots of things and look at things maybe a little bit differently. And we get to grow. So that's exciting. It's always exciting to grow.
It also, I would believe, further ignites, helps fuel the fame of our passion. Mm-hmm. Fuel the fan of our passion for this work and being and doing
lovely
what we're
tie-in.
Doing. Thank you. I thought that was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I think it definitely does.
No, I was going to say, I think you guys will agree with me that any time that we have, you know, this is great when we can do it over the phone. That's the next best thing because we're still live and we can still connect with people. But anytime we can do in-person events, oh, my goodness, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so, you know, when Terry or Kelly or even myself gear up to do in-person events, like live events, there, it's like these calls on super steroids. You know, and even more, it's like that's probably not even an adequate description, but it's just what we can all get out of it, and what we kind of feed on each other and fuel each other mm-hmm. in this desire to embrace this work because we know how it shifts and changes us. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, yeah, when you're with a whole group of people that are going through this transformation and are willing to commit to sharing the message of fearless living and helping one another to get out of their comfort zones and to take risks and to acknowledge the growth that people have made and just to be so supportive of one another, it's just an energy that I think makes passion and purpose more clear. I think it's the clarity that I feel when I'm with that group of people, that family, that, you know, unit, is I just really, my passion becomes more and more clear because I can just see the effect that it has on all the people in the room.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
watching Rhonda.
Feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. I mean, it's like
yeah.
electricity.
Yeah.
And you can just
mm-hmm.
feel it. And you can see Rhonda has evolved. And we've all watched her evolve and go through struggles and come out stronger. And it shows you that whatever happens, whatever challenges and opportunities that come in your life, when you have clarity of purpose and you understand what that purpose is, it just then you can find the lessons and you can become more willing to take risks, more willing to trust the process, more willing to have compassion for yourself and others and to really step out of your comfort zone and just really accept the love that's there. And it is, it's an energy that you don't feel over, you have to be in person to feel that. You can
yeah.
feel it. I mean, mm-hmm. we can feel it because we've been in person with each other, you know, so we know what that feels like, but there's just something about a live event. Any of our listeners that go to our website and see the live events that are available, if they're near you, I can't encourage you enough to attend a live event because
yeah.
it's a whole kind of energy that's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's inspiring.
That's why I'm
Go ahead.
I think that's why I gravitate more towards group settings because I love the energy that comes when people are putting their positive energy into each other. It's like we're all you know, growing from that, from each other's light. And when you go to a fly event, it's just, I mean, it's 10 times better because you're all coming with this, you know, this same, I don't know, I mean, you know, it was all birthed from the same place and we all have the same language and we all are, you know, really encouraging one another to continue to move forward and you know, to progress. And we all really, you know, are supporting each other in risk, and it's this really safe, you know, environment to be vulnerable and to grow and to be honest and to really push yourself out of your comfort zone because you know that if you do trip or if you do fall that there's going to be, you know, 30 people there to catch you. And so it's just a really amazing event. Even on the smaller scale, the events that, you know, we've done together or that Terry's done, it's just an amazing energy, and that's why I love workshops. I love live events because you can just feel the energy on a whole nother level. I hope that our listeners can feel our passion coming across the airwaves, and they can feel the energy of FLY or the energy of you know, moving forward and you know, going after their dreams. But being in person, it really is just way more intense.
Mm-hmm. For a good way. And I love the in-person, too, because, you know, there are bumps along the way. So, and within these concentrated in-person events, you might experience another person going through a bump. But the beauty of it
mm-hmm.
is we can see them through it. Might
mm-hmm.
not get them clear to the other side, but you get them on the trajectory of doing better, you know, of shifting and changing. And to be able to
mm-hmm.
see and experience people in the most vulnerable state and being able to be there for them and understand and get, like, through this common language that we share, and that they, that you can remind them and that they get it too, and then just talk it through. I mean, it's incredible. And it doesn't matter what fly event it is. And it doesn't matter the level with which you share your vulnerability. Every single person is impacted by that. And every single person grows by that.
Mm-hmm.
We all learn from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think part of the beauty of this work is, like, you know, yeah, the goal is to always have this trajectory towards, you know, freedom and positivity, and, you know, but life isn't always like that.
Right.
And and, you know, and it's like, wow, to surround ourselves and learn these tools and skills, and then surround ourselves by people who understand and are willing to have the challenging conversations with us when we're challenged, in order to help remind us and help question, present questions to us that help to expand and open ourselves up, rather than to allow us to continue to shrink down when we are struggling. I mean, what a gift. What a gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's really exciting is, since we're getting towards the end of this, these 12 steps, is that last month we talked about trust. And when we trust, and we feel safe, then we're able to express our passion. And part of our passion is inviting risk in order to grow. And so I think because we trust each other and we feel safe with each other, because we've built this community and we've been welcomed into the community, and that's where the trust and the safety comes in, that allows us to invite risk. Because we understand that without risk, we're not growing. We're stuck.
Right.
And so I think that's why, you know, risk is such a big part of passion. It's where we really, we court it. You know, we want it in our life because we have this passion to grow and to help others grow. And without risk, we're just in our comfort zone, which there's no growth. And so that, I think that, it's that even inviting risk into our life, inviting challenges and opportunities to grow, to practice the other steps, so that we can get to the point where love is what runs our life, love for the work, love for one another, love for ourselves, so that we can take this message to the world and help other people to have this experience in their lives where they're inviting risk, so that they can grow and serve their passion and their dreams and their goals. So I think I love the way these steps work together to build upon one another, you know, and then it just continues to be a cycle, you know, it just becomes deeper and more embedded in our decision-making processes that we use these steps towards our passion. And and we get clarity about what our passion is as we work these steps, you know, as we do the work. So I think it's just the synergy of the system and the process is amazing. I mean, it's just a gift. To me, it's a gift from God, and that Rhonda has been the vehicle to bring that gift to the world. And what a privilege to be able to work with her for, you know, 3 or 4 days, and just to be able to listen to her and how she so freely shares that gift with us and wants us to have that to share with others as well. It's really an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is, because, you know, just like she says, it's like none of us can do this alone.
Mm-mm.
We can't.
Mm-mm.
And when we're in our... When we get in our own way, that's the time where we really need that support. And because it's transformational. And the more that we embody these principles and not be embarrassed by when we stumble, but instead reach out. You know, that's where the transformation takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
I think it's pretty, I was just going to say, I think it's pretty obvious what we're passionate about because, you know, we come and we do this show every week, and you keep coming back, so you're obviously passionate about it as well. But I think that, I mean, there's other things in our lives that we're passionate about that fuel us, that give us, you know, the strength to keep going when times are hard. And I think that, I think one of those things for me is friendship. I think I'm very passionate about my friends and how I can support them, how I can, help them move forward. And I think that, you know, it does play into my passion of fearless living because, you know, a lot of my friends will come to me and I can tell they're not just coming to me for like, oh, I want to tell you, you know, what's going on with me. They're wanting help. They're wanting suggestions. They know I'm a coach. They know I've been doing this for a long time. And they're like, well, what do you think? What do you think I should do? And I love helping them. I love it when my friends, you know, trust me enough to come to me and to ask me for support. And I think that my friends also love when I trust them and I come to them for support. I think, everybody wants to feel, you know, wanted, needed, useful, trusted by the people that they care about. So that's another thing that I'm passionate about. But I think that it's important that we, because one of the questions I posed tonight on the call was, you know, what do you do if you don't know what you're passionate about? How can you get in tune with yourself and pay attention enough to yourself to know where that passion lies and then what steps to take to develop the word's not coming to my mind, to develop or to progress that passion in your life.
Nurture.
And, you know, right, nurture, that's a good word too. To nurture that passion in your life and to step forward with it, to, you know, regardless of what, you know, your fear might be saying, that, you know, you give yourself that space to pay attention to yourself, to learn what it is that you're passionate about, and then taking those first steps forward. I'd love to hear either one of you on what you think about that topic.
I think passion for a lot of people, I think discovering their passion is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are allowing yourself to have a passion, there is, I believe there is that angst that, wow, that you'll be judged for it or you'll judge yourself
mm-hmm.
for it or that you won't be able to attain it or that it's a false reality or that, you know, you can never turn it, you know, whatever. There's that fear voice goes, you know, takes off and disturbs the desire, halts the desire to even connect with what your passion might be. And so how to work with ourselves when we feel so cut off from having a passion. It's like, what? So one thing I like to focus in on are, instead of the big, like, what's your passion in life? It's like, why don't you focus in on, can you find a photo that inspires you? that, you know, a photo from the past or a book that you've read or a piece of art or, you know, something, a piece of clothing that you have or jewelry or anything that kind of ignites you, excites you. And that's a starting place. A food like that you like or a time of day that you enjoy, you know. Anything to begin to tap into what goes on inside your body. Like when you tap in, let's say if you like watching sunrises, you know, just cooking something, it's like just tapping into, wow, what's going on inside of you when you're enjoying this delightful sunrise, you know, with maybe your favorite cup of whatever, tea, coffee, whatever. You know, just tapping into that as a means to begin to open the door, crack your own door in order to the other passions that are maybe covered in dust because they've been hiding out for so long, too afraid to come out and get exposed because, oh my God, what happens if I don't? No, you know, because of the judgment of it. So that's, you know, I think, for me, that's one way to, when I can tap into it that way, if I'm feeling overwhelmed. On the other side, like looking at passion for life, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's like, okay, let's tap into small things. What's the feeling that you get? And I think that feeds on itself.
Yeah, and I think as you start to becoming more aware of what those things are that excite you or that you like, or that you want to learn more about, as you pay attention, you know, to those things and start acting on those, you know, promptings, like, oh, okay, this excites me, I want to learn more about this, and actually going out and learning more about it, taking, you know, those little steps to learn more or to, you know, participate maybe in an activity that you really like, you know, taking those steps towards that thing that excites you. It's definitely going to continue to awaken, you know, your freedom is going to start to awaken even more and be like, oh, and we like this too, and we like this. I mean, it's just, you know, as you open up the door, you are exposed to more things.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you have to say on that, Terry?
Yeah, I think that in our life, in our lifetimes, we probably perfect or clarify our passion throughout our life because it changes as we go through different seasons in our lives. But I think we probably have an internal passion that drives us in almost everything that we do. And as we get older and we mature, that passion becomes more clear to us. At least that's been my journey. I always had a passion for knowledge. I've always had I consider myself a lifelong learner, and I love to learn things, and learning things is so motivating to me that it just fuels me to read and learn more things. And I think, though, that passion, how it's plays out now in my life is I still like to learn things, and I'm always seeking new information, new experiences, new insights, listening to my intuitions to build new understandings. But it's come down to that I want to be able to share that lifetime of understanding and insights with others to help them along their journey to get clarity to their purpose in life. And my passion and purpose is really tied up in my faith. And for me, that's, you know, my name for my faith is my Heavenly Father, and it's really tied up in that relationship and in my faith of that this is just part of my existence and it's going to go on for all eternity, and how I can continue to grow and to learn and to take all of that to help others on their journey, whatever stage of the journey that they're in. But it's become more and more clear to me as I've gone through my life and I've sought that relationship, that spirituality, and that intuition, which to me is very spiritually motivated, that that's when my passion has become more clear to me. As I've had all these experiences and these opportunities from childhood through adulthood, and it's all led to this understanding and to this much more clear passion and purpose that I have in the latter part of my life. But I realize that that's not the end of my life, that my life is going to go on forever, and I'll continually grow and learn and have these opportunities to understand and have intuition and insight and to be able to help other people on their journey as well. So it's just this kind of changed because of as I've matured and I've gone from a child to a young adult to an adult to a more mature adult. The passion has always been the same, but it's changed in the way that it is manifested is different because of the experiences that I've had. It's more clear to me, and the passion is now more going out to other people, taking what I've learned inside and being able to share that with others and serve them the way that passion has served me as well. So that's my insight on passion and purpose, that it's a process, it's a lifelong process. For me, it's an eternal process, and it's that clarity that comes through living life and having experiences and having challenges and having disappointments and having, you know, learning all of these tools that we've learned along the way that we may not have been ready for if we hadn't had these other experiences and these challenges and these heartbreaks. And so it's just, I think that's the process of getting to where your passion gives you purpose and the clarity comes in. I don't think when you're a child, if you're so egocentric at that time, it's not until you've had these experiences that you can go out of yourself to share them with other people and help other people on their journey as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love what you said.
We don't have very much time left. Keep going.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, Terry, I love what you said. Absolutely, you know, right on. Because all our experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly, they're all towards the unfoldment of living the life our soul intended, which is truly our passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all connected. So I love that.
Yeah.
So so when we go through those challenging times, it's like, okay, I'm embracing this challenging time because I know it is fueling and propelling me further along in my journey. That is igniting my, continuing to grow and ignite my passion to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and I think that we come to fearless living when we're ready to be able to understand that. And those of us that fearless living has become our way of taking action and our way of making choices, it's because we were ready for that, because we learned to accept everything that had happened before and everything that will happen later, you know, but we live in that present moment knowing that whatever happens, it's for our benefit. It's for our benefit to take those risks and to grow.
And
thank you so much,
ladies.
And
we're a community to do that with. We're a community to do that with.
Yep.
Okay. We are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. We have seconds left. So I'm so grateful that you guys keep coming out and joining us on the calls. I'm so grateful for Janet and her coming out to the show tonight and joining us and sharing with us her light and her passion for fearless living and for life and fearless generations. And we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that this month is going to be an awesome month of discussion about passion as we continue to go forward and talking about all the things that come forth when we really tap into what our passion is and stepping out of our comfort zone and taking those risks towards those things that we are passionate about and just really improving the lives that we live. So thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.